Welcome to Explore Radio. I'm Jeff St. Clair. Gene therapy was once viewed as a promising new way to treat many incurable diseases. That is, until a tragic death occurred during a clinical trial. It's taken nearly two decades for the industry to recover. But now, several Northeast Ohio researchers are once again developing DNA as medicine.
Let me see, there are some other pictures.
We're in the auditory lab at NeoMed with researcher Hui Li. He points to a computer image of colored dots lining a small section of a mouse's inner ear.
Those green color is the hair cells that are infected by the virus.
Yes, he's happy to see an infection. Strange as it may seem, Li and his collaborator Jian Zinbao are developing a virus that can infect the tiny hair cells that allow us to hear. And that's a good thing, says Li.
So in the future, we can use this virus to deliver a certain type of genes to modify hairstyle function.
Li received an Ohio Third Frontier grant to develop a toolbox of viruses that can infect a range of targeted cell types, not to make them sick, but to cure them with a one-time shot of viral-delivered DNA. It's called gene therapy, using DNA as medicine. It's a technique developed in the late 1980s that held great promise for treating patients with diseases like cystic fibrosis, Parkinson's, or rare blood disorders that had no other viable options. Researchers recruit a virus to do what viruses do best, infect a cell with its DNA payload, like a rocket delivering supplies to the space station. But in gene therapy, that payload is engineered to repair whatever mutation is causing the disease. Bob Moen, in 1986, formed the first company in the world to test viral gene therapy. He says investors poured money into the new technology. That is, until 1999, when tragedy struck another group working at the University of Pennsylvania. An 18-year-old subject in a clinical trial had a severe allergic reaction to the viral agent and died.
It was a very stifling effect.
And he says the industry went into a tailspin.
In fact, for many years when I went out and talked about our technology, I was actually discouraged by various bankers and other consultants to not use the word that we're a gene therapy company.
Moen later decided to join a group in Cleveland that was developing a different approach to gene therapy. Using technology invented at Case Western Reserve University, Moen says Copernicus Therapeutics sidesteps the need for a virus to deliver the DNA.
The system that Copernicus has is very attractive because it feels more like a regular pharmaceutical.
Copernicus uses what co-founder Mark Cooper calls DNA nanoparticles, a patented approach that wraps the therapeutic gene with amino acids, the building blocks of proteins.
Many diseases are caused by DNA mutations. And so there are classes of diseases that we're very interested in providing therapy by putting a normal copy of the gene which is mutant in the human.
The DNA nanoparticle is invisible to the body's immune system. So unlike the viral approach, doses don't cause an allergic reaction. Cooper is currently raising the around $20 million he says is needed to fund a clinical trial for treating cystic fibrosis. But he says it's not easy, given gene therapy's reputation.
Many venture capital groups, I would say, did not distinguish between viral vectors and our non-viral technology.
Another Cleveland company, Juventus, is developing a similar non-viral gene therapy to treat heart disease by turning on the body's own repair system. Founder Mark Penn says new gene editing tools, along with safer DNA delivery systems, both viral and non-viral, are opening a new era for gene therapy.
When you think about diseases that have burdened us for decades, we have the real potential to fix things now, not just replace, and that's huge.
Still, there is currently no FDA-approved gene therapy of any kind. But Copernicus CEO Bob Moen says the industry has emerged from under the dark cloud that had surrounded it.
That's why I'm able to call myself a gene therapist again.
He predicts in 5 to 10 years, a variety of gene therapy tools will be tailored to treat a variety of diseases. And he predicts Cleveland companies will be among the first to get them to market. I'm Jeff St. Clair with this week's Explore Radio.